This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is, as we all know, a whole lot of money in the healthcare business. There is also, it turns out, a whole lot of money in the wellness business, specifically the business of corporate wellness programs. It's a $6 billion industry, despite, it turns out, no small amount of evidence that corporate wellness programs don't work as well as advertised. We call Nancy Cain at the Harvard Business School every now and then to get a bit of perspective on things like these. Nancy, it's good to talk to you again.
It's always a pleasure, Kai.
So why is it, in the face of the evidence that, you know, wellness programs might not work all that well, shall we say, why do employers keep, suggesting them and pouring money into them and all that?
You know, it's a great question. And the, you know, most recent counts have, you know, wellness programs being considered somewhat or very effective by something like 71% of the employers who use them. And that, by the way, is a big hunk. Lots of people buying them and lots of employers and managers, you know, patting themselves on the head for doing so. So here's what seems to be going on. Most of the effects are short term. Most of the effects around lifestyle changes, right? We pay you if you lose some weight,
right?
Or we
stop smoking,
we make you pay more,
whatever.
Right, exactly. Make you pay more if your body mass index is so high. All those kind of carrots and sticks don't seem to work too well. But there's a second thing that's actually even more important, and that is that all these carrot and sticks, all these incentives, all these hurdles, right, greatly increase the cost of testing employees. So these things net-net are more costly than we might think.
The cynic in me wonders whether, as employers are reducing their own healthcare costs, and that's what, you know, this survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation found last week, right? Healthcare costs are generally stable or going down. Employers are reducing their cost. What about employees? What about the workers, right?
So I think the cynic in you is dead on, Kai. You know, that is what's really happening in many instances is costs are actually getting shifted to employees, whether it's because they don't meet certain goals or they don't conform in certain ways. This is at some level some kind of shifting of the burden of healthcare costs from employers to a certain degree onto workers. So yeah, healthcare costs are going down for organizations, not necessarily going down for individuals and families.
And here's the other thing. I mean, we've got here at Marketplace, we have a wellness program. I frankly don't know what it is because I don't need the company to tell me to go work out and exercise. Yeah. And that's kind of it, right? You're going to exercise because you want to feel better and take care of yourself. You're not going to do it because somebody's going to give you $15 off your premium.
Again, I couldn't agree more, and the evidence corroborates what you're saying. And there is something going on that at a kind of, you know, deeper level that makes one just a tiny bit queasy. Your employer tells you when to work, and now your employer gets to decide on whether you are rewarded, you know, woof, woof, Pavlovian dog-like for reducing,
right,
your body mass index.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not suggesting that that's the intentional. I'm suggesting there are those undertones to this.
Nancy Cain at the Harvard Business School. Thank you, Nancy.
Always a pleasure.